Welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison. Welcome to Spirit Connection, August 19th, 2020. And I'm doing part two of a series, the two-part series of how to know you're hearing from God. And if you didn't catch part one, it's episode 141, DougAddison.com. Just go to my podcast. Also, I release this prophetic word for the month of August, the seer gift and anointing returns. And so I want to focus on really getting up to the next level on hearing God through this coronavirus pandemic we're in and the storm. You can hear God during this time. I know I am, and I'm entering into a season, even though it might look like it around me, you know, depending on where you are or what's going on, but you could actually create a reality that is outside of the reality of things around you. And so God wants to really bring you to the next level. So Lord, we pray that you would open the heavens right now. We pray that you would allow us to hear your voice. We pray for the ability to hear, to learn, to discern. In Jesus' name, amen. Right now, you know, it doesn't matter what's happening around you. There might be distractions. There might be the enemy trying to do this or that in your life. But God's word is still the reality. And everything that he has spoken and that he's going to do, he will do it. Though it linger, Habakkuk says, though it linger, wait on it, it surely will come. Well, last week, I did the part one of how to know you're hearing from God using five steps for hearing God. And here's the steps. First of all, is build a foundation. Do small things towards hearing God each day. That's what I do. I practice. I have a foundation built, a foundational practice that I put into place, even still after all these years, to stay sharp at hearing God. Number two is to cultivate the spiritual atmosphere. You could actually have a closed heaven or an open heaven, and you could open the heavens over you to be able to hear God more accurately. One way is to stop complaining and grumbling. That's what I do. That's how God showed me to do this, is I stopped complaining and grumbling. I started going into it, focusing on forgiveness and love, and things shifted radically. The third thing, and this is what we're going to talk about this week. Last week I talked about the first two. This week would be tracking what God is saying. Number four, learning to discern. And number five, activating it into your life. So what you want to do is step three. You got to track what God is saying. Write down the vision. Habakkuk 2, verses 2 and 3. Write down the vision. Make it plain on tablets that a herald may run with it. And it's for a vision is set for an appointed time. But at the end, it will speak and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait on it, for it surely will come. Now, God speaks this way. Sometimes we have to wait on things. Though it tarry, though it linger, we need to wait on the vision of the Lord and write it down though so that you'll know. Developing a lifestyle of hearing God is so important. To do this and not just try to hear God for one thing and, you know, go to a prophet for this, it's okay. But if you develop a lifestyle of hearing God, you could slow down and listen. He will speak. Discover the time that's best for you. Also, check in throughout the day. See what God is saying. I carry my phone. You know, on my phone, I have an app that I can speak into. You can use anything, really, to track all the things God's saying through the day. Notice the big ideas that start coming while you're driving or taking a shower or taking a walk. So write it down. You know, a story that's not written down will never be remembered. And most people forget the details that they need for later. So you don't have to write every detail down. I actually start in the morning by doing my voice to text right on my phone into a notepad type of app. And I'll talk about apps in just a little bit. But, you know, you need to take time and value the things God's speaking, and also practice taking steps to what he's saying and then activating them, which we'll go into in just a minute. Activating means really doing something practical. Here's some tips to gain deeper insight into what God is saying to you. First of all, you've written it down, do some internet research on it, or ask around, read into books and look things up. I have some reference books next to me. I often Google things. When God begins to speak, I start to Google it to see what it is. And you want to sift through your old things or other things that he's spoken to you. I call it revelation mining. Go back through and track it. Listen, here's the bottom line. History helps you to understand the present and allows you to prepare for the future. It'll change the future. So here's some tips for tracking. Is use something that suits your personality. If you're not a computer person, I tell you, I have a box full of handwritten journals. For years and years, I've been journaling, writing down what God spoke. And up until 2006, I wrote it down in a journal. The problem with that is hard to search on it, but if that's what you want, that's fine. You don't have to be like me or anybody. If, computer journals allow you to actually do the searches, to cross-reference, here's some software. Don't get hung up on technology. Just capture your revelation. Because I'm on Mac, I use the Mac Journal. You can just find the Mac Journal online. It used to be Mariner Software, but now it's changed ownership, but it's the same guy, it's the same developer. But you can find the Mac Journal online. It's very inexpensive, operates on your Mac. They do have a little app for your iPhone. But when I was on Windows, and when I had a Windows and a PC, I used for years the Journal by David R.M. Software. That was my favorite at that time. It's been a few years. I haven't been out there on that, but I haven't heard anything else. Then you might want to use a free app that's called Evernote. You can download it. It's for Windows or Mac. It operates on your phone, too. Evernote's great, but doesn't have a lot of good security anyway as far as passwords, but you can password protect some of it. With my personal revelation and dreams, my encounters and the things like that, I don't like to use a journal that's 100% online. It's like on the cloud. That's for my personal revelation. This is my choice. That's because you don't actually own that. A cloud-based journal can reside out there and you don't own it and something could possibly happen to it. But then again, I do use a cloud-based app to do my writing, to do things. I track things. Here's how I do it. Right now I'm using, this is for Mac and iPhone and iPad only, sorry. But you can use this on your iPad or on your iPhone. If you have one, but it's called Ulysses. It's a writing app. And Ulysses, I actually speak everything into Ulysses. Then I transfer it over a little bit later in the day into my journal that resides on my computer. Then I do a bunch of backups because I don't want to lose any of that stuff. I value this stuff. Ulysses is the speaking and writing app that I'm actually speaking off of right now. I just wrote this a few minutes ago on my Ulysses app on my MacBook, and then I pop my MacBook open, and I'm speaking right now off of Ulysses. So it's an amazing program that you can use, pretty inexpensive as well. All right, now, once you get it written down, once you start tracking, then you'll want to search the matter out. According to Proverbs 25:2, that's where Google is in the Bible. It's the glory of God to conceal a matter, but it's the glory of kings to search or Google that matter out. You got to really think about it. When God begins to speak, you don't want to overreact. You want to recognize the source. And here's how you do it. How do you know if it's from God, yourself, or other sources? This is very important. First of all, if you write it down, the things God says, then study how it comes to you. Look at this. Was there peace in it or not? Study the ways God has spoken to you in the past. Go back to the last time that God has spoken to you, or you had an answer to prayer. And study that. That's the only way, because that's the real and the counterfeit. You'll know the real, not by studying the counterfeit, by studying the real. That's how you learn, to recognize counterfeit money, is you study the real and you recognize the counterfeit. And that's why journaling is really important. It allows you to go back and stay in touch with what God's saying. So train yourself to identify what God is saying and how he's saying it. And then you want to back it up with the Bible. Learn to recognize biblical principles that support what God is saying to you. Does it line up with the Bible? Does it violate anything? Is it like angry or telling you something, do something, that would not be of God? Those are not biblical principles, and that would help you to understand it. It comes with practice. That's Hebrews 5:14, but solid food is for the mature who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. And so if we constantly use our prophetic gifts or spiritual gifts, then we won't have to worry about being deceived. People are worried about being deceived. That's one of the big ones today. That's because we haven't constantly used our spiritual gifts. So the characteristics of a word from God, it will have elements of peace in it. It won't make you fearful. It won't be a negative voice in your head telling you messed up. It won't violate biblical principles. And, you know, the fear of God is different than the spirit of fear, by the way. It takes time to recognize that as well. Here's some characteristics of things that are not from God. They violate biblical principles. They're maybe harsh or angry, like I just said. I invoke hopelessness, anxiety, and fear. But the characteristics of a word from ourself might be more of our own thoughts and desires. We have to be careful. It takes a while to discern this. They can be legalistic or rule-based. They can be our own ideas and try to promote, you know, confirm. Could be false confirmation. So knowing the difference between hearing God, yourself, and the enemy. First of all, practice hearing God. I just gave you the three things to watch for. The word of God, a word from God, a word from ourself, and a word from the enemy. You need to practice this and recognize the ways of God, that he's a God of love. He's not angry with you. Take time to test a prophetic word. I have a little book called God Spoke Now, What, How to Test, How to Activate. But I go in through it, how to test a prophetic word. And one of the ways, does it line up with the Bible? Has God spoken this to you before? Does it make you feel negative? Does it make you feel guilty? That's where you want to test those things. Write it down. Ask God to reveal it to you. Get some people to pray with you. And understanding the timing, is it now for later? Sometimes we get messed up with this. So get confirmation on everything that you're hearing. Don't make any major decisions on a small amount of revelation or an unclear dream. Did you hear me? You got to be careful with that. It needs to harmonize with the biblical principles, and also it will not have fear in it. And so it might stretch you to get out of your comfort zone. It might scare you, but the spirit of fear is a little bit different. So God is trying to bring these things to you. He's trying to get you to understand. It just takes time. So step five is to activate what you're hearing. Put it into practice. Luke 6:49. But anyone who hears my words and does not put them into practice is like a man who built his house without a foundation. So Jesus even says himself that you need to activate these things. You need to put into practice what the Lord says. Here's four things that can get you sidetracked from that is not understanding. You know, the second would be over-interpreting. The third is over-responding. And the fourth is doing nothing at all. So you'll definitely want to, you know, try to get your breakthrough in the midst of this. And to activate those words, just do one small thing. You know, you don't have to do something big. You don't want to go out and, buy something, a big, God spoke to you, you'd have a business, so you buy this expensive website before you have the ministry or anything. You want to do things in time and do things in the right order, and things will flow together. I'm going to be going through this more a little bit later in a workshop I'm doing. But first of all, let me recap the five steps to hear God accurately. I covered the first two in last week, but building a foundation. Cultivate the spiritual atmosphere. Track what God is saying. Learn to discern his voice. And number five, activate it into your life in some way. Lord, we pray that you would activate this into our lives. We pray that we would know the difference between ourselves, the enemy, and other sources. Lord, we pray that we would hear your voice very clearly in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to be doing an online workshop this weekend. It's August 22nd. It's called Discern God's Voice, How to Know You're Hearing Accurately. It's to take this to the new level. I just gave you the five things last week and this week. It was the five things that I trained on a couple of years ago on how to learn to discern. We're going to go to an whole new level on this. It's going to be an exciting time. Just go to DougAddison.com/ discern. You're going to want to catch this one. Also, mark your calendar this fall. I'm going to do Launch Your Life Purpose, the training group that will help you to go to the next level as well. Excited for what God's doing. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.